Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 13. Many at morning, as men have told me, warriors gathered the gift hall round, folk leaders faring from far and near o'er wide stretched ways the wonder to view, trace of the traitor. Not troublous seemed the enemy's end to any man, who saw by the gate of the graceless foe how the weary-hearted, away from thence, baffled in battle and band, his steps death-marked dragged to the devil's mare. Bloody the billows were boiling there, turbid the tide of tumbling waves, horribly seething with sword-blood hot by that doomed one died, who in den of the moor laid forlorn his life adown, his heathen soul and hell received it. Home then rode the hoary clansmen from that merry journey, and many a youth on horses white, the hardy warriors, back from the mere. Then Beowulf's glory eager they echoed, and all averred that from sea to sea, or south or north, there was no other in earth's domain, under vault of heaven, more valiant found, of warriors none more worthy to rule. On their lord believed they laid no slight, gracious Hrothgar, a good king he. From time to time, the tried in battle, their grey steeds set to gallop amain, and ran a race when the road seemed fair. From time to time, a thane of the king, who had made many vaunts and was mindful of verses, stored with sagas and songs of old, bound word to word in well-knit rhyme, wielded his lay. This warrior soon of Beowulf's quest right cleverly sang, and artfully added an excellent tale in well-ranged words of the warlike deeds he had heard in saga of Sigemund. Strange the story, he said it all. The Welsing's wanderings wide, his struggles, which never were told to tribes of men, the feuds and the frauds, save to Fichella only. When of these things he deigned to speak, uncle to nephew, as ever the twain stood side by side in stress of war and multitude of the monster kind they had felled with their swords. Of Sigemund grew, when he passed from life, no little praise for the doughty in combat a dragon killed that herded the horde. Under hoary rock the Aetheling dared the deed alone, fearful quest, nor was Fitella there. Yet so it befell. His falchion pierced that wondrous worm, on the wall it struck best blade. The dragon died in its blood. Thus had the dread one, by daring achieved o'er the ring hoard to rule at will himself to pleasure. A sea-boat he loaded, and bore on its bosom the beaming gold sun of Wales. The worm was consumed. He had of all heroes the highest renown among races of men, this refuge of warriors for deeds of daring that decked his name since the hand and heart of Haramud grew slack in battle. He swiftly banished to mingle with monsters at mercy of foes, to death was betrayed, for torrents of sorrow had lamed him too long, a load of care to earls and aethelings all he proved. Oft indeed in earlier days, for the warrior's wayfaring wise men mourned, who had hoped of him help from harm and bale, and had thought their sovereign's son would thrive, follow his father, his folk protect, the hoard and the stronghold, hero's land, home of skeldings. But here Thane said, the kinsman of Hygelac kinder seemed to all. The other was urged to crime, and afresh to the race, the fallow roads by swift steeds measured. The morning sun was climbing higher. Clansmen hastened to the high-built hall, those hardy-minded the wonder to witness, warden of treasure, crowned with glory, the king himself with stately band from the bride-bower strode, and with him the queen and her crowd of maidens measured the path to the mead-house fair. Read by Rick Kistner for Let2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.